أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس لعلهم يتذكرون ومثل كلمة خبيثة كشجرة خبيثة اجتثت من فوق الأرض ما لها من قرار صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 25 and 26 of Surah Ibrahim. Some few verses before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the amal and the deeds of a disbeliever. كَرَمَادٍ اشْتَدَّتْ بِهِ الذِّيحُ فِي يَوْمٍ عَاصِفٍ. That on the day of Qiyamah, it'll be like ash that will be blown on a windy, a stormy day. Ash cannot be contained. It cannot be collected when it begins to be blown around. And that example that Allah Ta'ala gave is that a disbeliever, the good that he does, he will be rewarded in this world. However, in the hereafter, there is nothing in store for him. Here in these verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give examples of those who do good. And Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا. Do you not see how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala presents an example? See again here is seeing with the eyes of the heart. The insight that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has granted, the understanding that Allah Ta'ala has granted. What is this mathal? What is this example? كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً. A good word. What is this good word? Most of the commentators have spoken about the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the example of kalima tayyiba? Allah Ta'ala says kashajaratin tayyiba. It is like a good tree, an excellent tree. What is this tree? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said once, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated with the Sahaba. Sayyidina Abu Bakr was there. My father, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and many senior Sahaba were there. But Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked about the shajarah tayyiba, this good tree. What is this good tree? And no one presented an answer. When we walked out of this gathering, then I said to my father, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself then said, it is the date tree. So when we walked out, I said to my father, in my hearts of hearts, I had known it, but because of the honor and the respect of the other Sahaba, I did not want to speak in front of them. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, Abdullah, you should have shown Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam and you should have told him. So from that hadith, we gather that this shajara tayyiba, this good tree that Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam is speaking about is the date palm. What about this date palm? Allah Ta'ala says two things. Asluha thabit. وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Number one, its root is firm. When you look at the date root, the root of the date palm tree, then it doesn't go very deep into the ground, but it creates a ball. And that ball, it moves horizontal, and then it creates and forms this ball that gives it a very, very great grip onto the land, onto the earth. Then as the winds blow, and as high as it may be, it can never, or it rather would not very easily topple over. So asluha thabit, number one, is that its roots are very, very firm into the ground. And this kalima tayyiba, that when a believer believes, when he's brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then that iman also goes down very deep into the heart of a believer. And then number two, وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ, its branches are towards the sky. In other words, the date palm is a tree not of average height, but one that is higher than normal. And over there, higher than others, it saves itself from the pollution that is around on the lower part of the earth. And like that should be the amal of a believer, that iman is in the heart, the kalima is in the heart, and his amal also should not be contaminated with riya, with show. It should not be contaminated with any personal motives, but it should be free of all of that. The pollutants of this earth is also sometimes so toxic that it may affect the iman of the believer, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that iman, when it is deep rooted, it requires an environment. It requires an environment of iman. Then the third, Allah ta'ala says, تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. It gives out its fruits in every season. And that is the habit of the date palm, and that is the system that Allah ta'ala has created, that when the seasons come in, then it will give its fruit in the different forms. And تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا, its benefit is at all times. If you look at the date as compared to other fruit, you will find that it can be eaten throughout the entire year, because Allah Ta'ala has created it like that. What we eat generally is the dried form of the dates that carry on the entire year. The rutab comes in its season, and then it is eaten at that time, and then the balance is left to dry. So this is a believer, that he will give benefit throughout the entire year. All the time he will benefit from his own iman, from his own deeds, and others will also benefit. And then the ulama have written that the various other parts of the date palm, the leaves, etc., are never gone to waste. Even the pit of the date is not gone to waste. In other countries, in the Middle East, it is grounded and it is used for the animals as fodder. And there are also other medicinal values with regards to the ajwa, the pit of the ajwa, etc. So every part of the believer is supposed to be of benefit to man. Allah says, وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents the examples for man. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ, so that they may ponder, they may take heed, they may internalize this, that this is how Allah ta'ala has created us, and this is how Allah has given us this iman, and this is how we are supposed to protect and guard our iman. وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ, Allah ta'ala says, and the example of an evil word. What is this evil word? The evil word is the words of kufr. كَشَجَرَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ, it is like an evil tree, a bad tree. اُجْتُثَّتْ مِنْ فَوْقِ الْأَرْضِ, it is uprooted from the upper portion of the earth. What tree is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaking here? Commentators like Allama Alusi rahimahumullah and others have stated, it is the tree of the bitter gourd. In reality, it is not a tree. In reality, it is a creeper. And it just gets a little firm onto the ground on the upper part of the earth, and that is how creepers will normally be on this earth. But Allah Ta'ala uses this example to show how quickly it can be uprooted, and this is the words of kufr, that it will never be established on this earth. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, مَا لَهَا مِنْ قَرَارٍ, it is not firmly rooted into the earth. In other words, kufr is kufr, and it will never root itself on the surface of the earth. The fruits of it also is bitter. It is of no value whatsoever. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us these two examples, that the one Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says is kalima tayyiba, that is our kalima la ilaha illallah. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, number one, to appreciate the fact that Allah has given us iman, make shukr that Allah Ta'ala has given us iman, and on a continuous basis to make the dhikr of la ilaha illallah at least 100 times every day with some kind of concentration. That will root our kalima very deeply into our hearts, and then to speak about the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.